When you've got too many ideas and too little time, that's when you need Wix for your website. Wix helps business owners, like you and me, get more done without burning out. It's packed with AI tools that actually make running your business online easier. Build a full site just by talking with AI. Get an AI agent to manage your sales and marketing, or work like a 10-person team, even if it's just you. Try it for yourself at Wix.com.
Oh, it's already Thirsty Thursday, getting one step closer to the weekend. Last 48 hours of May. June is just around the bend, and hello. Thanks for being here. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Tyler Glenn Show, the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Hope your Thursday's off to a great start. Coming up this morning on the show, Google AI. It's not working properly. It's telling you to put glue on pizza. Don't put glue on pizza. This technology, it's still got some wrinkles in it. We've got the story of a driver who had a suspended license who appeared in court yesterday via Zoom while he was driving. There's so many laws being broken while he's in court. It's probably one of the funniest videos you'll see this week. Also, the president of the largest fast food chain in the world has addressed the issue of inflation and says that really it's a whole lot to do about nothing. And the internet is responding this morning saying, oh no, things are much more expensive than you're letting on, Mr. President. Although most of us are kind of sad about the state of Red Lobster these days, apparently there is already a vice president in waiting, a silver medalist that is ready to take the gold. Yeah, there's a fast-growing chain of seafood restaurants that many are saying could be the big replacement for Red Lobster. We'll introduce you to them. I have never heard of them before. Maybe you have. Maybe you've come across this restaurant in your travels. We'll take a look at that this morning. Up to $2,000 if you bring your existing mortgage to Sunrise Credit Union, or maybe you apply for a new mortgage and qualify for one through Sunrise Credit Union. Give them a call today. Visit them online at sunrisecu.mb.ca and take a look at your options, not just for mortgages, but for lines of credit, for business loans. Of course, they are a complete 360 financial institution that is cooperative banking, which means that you're not just a customer, you're a member. When you become a customer at Sunrise Credit Union, again, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. And that goes for co-ops, too. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. And it's not just grocery, although they get a lot of the limelight on this show because of Taste of Tuesday, the stuff that we like to try on the show from our friends at Co-op. But again, fill in your gas tank with petroleum from your local co-op gas bar, where, by the way, if they've got the propane tower there, until June, I believe it's the first week of June, you can take and get your propane tank refilled and get a free bottle of the barbecue spice and rub. There's three new Co-op Gold flavors of barbecue spice, barbecue rub that you can throw on your aged beef or maybe your pork shoulder or something like that. Tried them on the show. Fantastic. The coffee one is getting a lot of attention, and it's understandably, it smells out of this world. Tastes really good, too. But the smell is incredible of the coffee rub. Check it out, Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone, and Hamiota Co-op. And our friends at Natural Elements over at 2940 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Epsom salt floats. It's waiting for you. Maybe you'd like to buy it for a gift. Maybe you'd like to get that for dad. You know, it's not just moms that like to float in those Epsom salt tubs. No, dad could go for one too. Dad's achy muscles, sore bones. Yeah, just say, you know what, dad? We're going to send you over to Natural Elements. You're going to come out of there. It'll turn his grumpiness around. Dads are known to, you know, take their stress, turn it into grumpiness. It is the anti-grumpy place, Natural Elements in Brandon. Go to this website and you'll be able to see all the services they provide. It's not just float therapy, but they've got massage therapy and hypnotherapy and a whole bunch of other great stuff. At 2940 Victoria Avenue, again, that's in the former CKX TV building, but the website to remember is floataway.ca. Floataway.ca. Check out Natural Elements in Brandon. But when it comes to the drive-thru, we are not doing good. when it comes to the Golden Arches. People are upset. The president of McDonald's had to issue an open letter yesterday to try to calm people down. I think it's calming the markets down, quite honestly, because things are just getting out of control when it comes to the price of food.
Erlinger says, I can tell you that it frustrates me and worries me and many of our franchisees when I hear about an $18 Big Mac meal.
$18?
Being sold, even if it was at one location in the U.S. out of more than 13,700. More worrying, though, is when people believe that this is the rule and not the exception, or when folks start to suggest that the prices of a Big Mac have risen 100% since 2019, which he says is not true. But in the same letter, Erlinger did acknowledge that higher costs and growing wages have caused McDonald's menu prices to rise. In 2019, a Big Mac cost $4.39. Now it's $5.29 on average, up 21%. In 2019, an Egg McMuffin cost $3.49. That's now $4.29 on average. That's a 23%.
Now, these prices are in the States. Okay, these are American prices. So you'll have to, we'll have to kind of do the conversion, but, and that is not really easy to see. This is, though, look at the increase. Regardless of the price, we've seen the increases happen on both sides of the border. So he's like, well, everyone needs to calm down. It's not a 50 or 100% increase in the price of food, but it has gone up a little. Says the billionaire. Okay, thanks, Mr. Billionaire. 21%. The chicken nuggets have gone up 30%. That is insanity. I don't even know what to say other than I am just not going to do it till things calm down. No wonder he had to issue a statement yesterday, an open letter to the world.
A 10-piece McNugget meal averaged $7.19. That's now $9.19. That's a 28% jump. Erlinger says these increases are on par with the industry's rates, but the fact that McDonald's is addressing it at all kind of speaks to the narrative out there right now that fast food has gotten really expensive. It's really rare to kind of see an executive come out and say, this is not true. These are the facts. This is how much costs have actually gone up. Here's why.
$9.19 for a 10-piece.
Yeah. I mean, so was there or was there not an $18 Big Mac meal? This is the question for the jury, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, this $5 value platform will be offered at all locations because the franchisees agreed to it. That's going to run for a month. And Burger King, don't forget, has its own competing $5 bundle.
Are the franchisees?
Oh, yeah. So we got, like we mentioned on an earlier show, burger wars are coming, at least in the States. Maybe it'll come here. But as soon as McDonald's has said, look, we need to put the word out there to get this $5 meal put into the system, Burger King jumped in and said, no, we can do that. And as far as U.S. locations of McDonald's, my not Big Mac meal, somewhere around $13. So not 18, a little bit cheaper. But still, the increases are just far too much for people to absorb. And when you're getting a chicken nugget meal and you need to pull out the candelabra and you need to, like, put on the nice music and you need to put, like, a tablecloth on your kitchen table to kind of fancify the meal, like, that's not how this is supposed to go. It's supposed to be quick and cheap. Quick and cheap. And it is apparently neither right now. So as they said in that report, it's unprecedented to have a president of a company like McDonald's come out yesterday afternoon to say, okay, everyone needs to calm down. No, you need to calm down. You need to calm down certain these prices. When you're buying for a family, it's a lot. Times that by four, says Blessed Mama. Even a box of Kraft dinner. I swear, there's not the same amount of noodles in it. I have to make two boxes to feed the two boys. And I think I saw that you can get at BK, it's $7.99 on Wednesdays. So that would probably be the equivalent of our $5 meal on this side of the border. Dang, I knew someone was going to say it. Dang Dong says, quick and cheap like my ex. Oh, boom. Nice. Nice. Quick nor cheap. This is going to cost the a driver some time in jail, I'm thinking. A judge in the U.S. state of Michigan was surprised yesterday when a defendant appeared for his remote court hearing while behind the wheel of his car. So you have a court date. And Corey Harris, who is charged with driving on a suspended license, joined the call in court from a moving car. So the judge is like, hey, where's the defendant? Well, he's on Zoom. Okay, well, at least he's here. Then they open the Zoom to have a look and see if he's on the call. In fact, he is. But if the whole reason that you're in trouble with the law in the first place is because you have a suspended license, do you think it's a good idea to be driving your car on camera while you're making your court appearance?
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So just give me 1 second. I'm parking right now.
This judge's face.
You stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
Your Honor, we are respectfully requesting an adjournment in this matter, possibly 2 to 4 weeks if the court would allow.
It's a smart move. We're requesting an adjournment because our client is kind of an idiot. The fact that he is actually being charged with driving with a suspended license and decided that he would appear in court while driving. That is like being charged with shoplifting and appearing in court as you're stuffing potato chips into your pants. Yeah, Judge, I'll be with you in just a second. Stuffing some potato chips into my pants. Hang on a second. I'll be right with you. Sir, this is...
Maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving. And he didn't have a license. I'm looking at his record. He doesn't have a license. He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Hello?
Hello? 1 minute, Mr. Harris.
What's wrong with you?
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today.
Uh-oh.
Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
Look at his face. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm done. See you later, alligator. Bye-bye for now. Oh, the look on his face. He's like, why am I so stupid? Like, just pull. I guess he was worried about missing his doctor's appointment. But still, man, then, you know, here's the thing. Show up to the doctor a little early, go into the bathroom at the doctor's office and use your webcam in the doctor's office bathroom. At least they can't see that you're driving. Dang Dong says, how is that real life? Well, as we have discussed on this show numerous times, thankfully, people in 2024 are getting smarter. As technology advances, people are actually getting smarter. We used to be, you know, playing with our umpoo and whacking each other with sticks, and now we're theoretically rocket scientists. It's amazing. Of course, I'm also full of crap, and that is completely not true. In fact, it's the opposite, right? As a society, we've gotten dumber, stupider.
We've gotten stupider.
So just think, when you think you pulled a boner, don't worry about it. Don't worry, you could always appear in court on a charge of not having a driver's license while driving a car. This is the fastest growing seafood chain in the United States right now. And with the, not the demise, but with the troubles of Red Lobster, lots of folks are touting this to be the next seafood champion of the food business, Captain D's. Now, it's a Southern-style fish restaurant. It's been around for a few decades now, and they're opening on average 26 new locations every year. Some good, modest growth. I believe they've got 350 locations in close to 30 U.S. states, and people that you talk or you read the comments online, they're saying this is a good place. And so I mean, they're in over half of America. And Sunseekers, if you've been traveling, have you ever heard of Captain D's? Have you been to a Captain D's? I would like to know all about Captain D's. And this is just my backup plan, right? I mean, come on, let's be honest. I mean, if Red Lobster goes bye-bye, I want to have a go-to. And you know what? I think that if this is going to be the new go-to for those who like Red Lobster, well, see, as soon as I go on their website, well, look at this, $5.99 meal deals, fish and fries. It reminds me a bit of a Long John Silver's. Ooh, that looks pretty good. Grilled meals. Oh, and there's the shrimp. See, I think they're positioning themselves, saying, okay, so, yeah, you're not a big, you're kind of sad that Red Lobster might be going bye-bye. We're here. Captain D's. Well, price points are good. You got an app. Oh, fish and chips. I'm much more into the shrimp, but oh, they got a nice little website here. They got a nice website. So anyway, just putting that on the menu, putting that in your peripheral vision that if you're in the States and you come across a Captain D's, give it a whirl. I'd love to know. Oh, God, doesn't that sandwich look good? Fish, shrimp, and fries for $5.99. That is a holy crap. That's pretty good. Huh. Captain D's. I want, where's the all you can eat shrimp? Where's the endless shrimp? No, that's not a good idea. You want to stay in business? what do you mean you're not going to let us eat all we want? That's a recipe for success. Especially with shrimp, something as inexpensive as seafood. Captain D's. All right, what else we got for you this morning? We're going to do some crazy things people or animals have done in their sleep. But first, I got to tell you, if you have not tried the flatbread pizzas from Tim Hortons, you have got to try the everything bacon. That is my favorite. Comes Tyler approved. And there's some science involved with the pieces of bacon they put on these little things because every bite is a delicious taste of bacon. Everything bacon. Oh, yeah. Along with chicken parmesan, pepperoni, and simply cheese. That's the four flatbread pizzas you can get at Tim Hortons of West Manan area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And you can wash that down with the new caramel ice cap or the Oreo double stuff ice cap. Two new sparkling quencher flavors too, mango, starfruit, and wild berry hibiscus, and the new tiramisu cold brew. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, they have got a new event starting today. You've heard of it before, though. It's probably one of their most popular events that they have all year. The No Money Miracle. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Leon's. You don't need my money. That's good. Because there's not a lot of money floating around. And the No Money Miracle is your opportunity to get off that lumpy mattress. To get onto a couch that doesn't have a big hole in it or a big scratch in the leather. Get something new at the No Money Miracle. Other than the taxes and the fees, don't pay till 2026 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. 2026 seems like such a long way away. But it's an incredible opportunity for you to save on furniture, appliances, and electronics, up to 50% on bedroom furniture. Save on sectionals, outdoor furniture for the patio, dining sets, and more. Leons.ca or at 3635 Victoria Avenue. At Eplaw Office, if buying or selling a home, please remember my friends at Eplaw Office. They are your legal experts, your legal friends, really. Having legal friends is always a good idea. You just pick up the phone, send a quick email there over to the Eplaw Office, and they'd love to hear from you. And they deal with real estate, corporate law, and estate law. So questions, concerns, just reach out to them. They, like I say, they'd love to hear from you. They're very knowledgeable, very busy. And it's because there are so many people in the community that are discovering that Eplaw Office provides these services that are not only affordable, but friendly, and they're helpful and, you know, down to earth folk. So give them a call, pay them a visit. They'd love to see you. Coffee's always on. Eplaw Office. Building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. So Nick says sleep working is a thing, pretty much. He's thinking sleep working is a... Are you a sleepwalker? Are you a sleep talker? Sleep walking, sleep talking, sleep eating. Cindy says sleep driving. Oh, wow. It's funny you mention that. when we used to live in Alberta and have those long 12, 18, 20-hour drives home, I remember sometimes looking in my rearview mirror and seeing a town. Tracy's sleeping next to me. I'm like, we just came through a town. I don't know what town it is. Can you grab the map, honey? It was in the 90s, no phones. Can you grab a map? We just came through a town. I don't remember coming through that town. Meantime, there's cops, ambulances chasing me, fire department, military helicopters. Stop the car! Stop the... That's dangerous. Sleep driving is dangerous. Molly says, only slept walked once that you know, right? Dang Dong says, I used to sleepwalk all the time. I would sometimes be found outside at the farm when I was young. Oh, how scary is that? Alicia says, once I woke my husband up as I was throwing items across the bedroom. He asked me, what are you doing? I told him I was looking for the location. He said, what? I replied, I'm looking for the location to Houston's, which is a bar in our town. I then sat down on the bed, looked at him, and played back down. Don't remember a thing. Oh, I'm looking for Houston. Houston's! Houston's, are you there? I worked with a producer in Saskatchewan, a radio producer. He produced radio commercials, and he told us a funny story of how in his sleepwalking, he had gotten out of bed, and he went over to the walk-in closet, completely in a sleep, and his wife got up as well. And it's like, producer's name, which I'll leave out, what are you doing? What are you doing? Is everything okay? Because it's the middle of the night. What are you doing? Looking for clothes? Getting ready for the next day's work? So the light comes on in the walk-in closet, and she goes over to look to see what he's doing. Thinking he's picking out some clothes, and he unzips his fly, and you know what's coming next. He is out, completely asleep, unzips his fly, and she's like, no, 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 don't, and it was too late. All his good shoes and a few of her good shoes were soaking wet. He peed all over his walk-in closet. Corey says, sleep laughing. According to my wife, I laugh in my sleep. And not snickers or giggles, but like big-time belly laughs. Ha, 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 ha. That is wild. Dang Dong says, my wife would sleep talk. One day I came to bed and she goes, hot dogs. Oh, she wanted some hot dogs. Dreaming of hot dogs. Some things that people have done while they're sleeping. They have sent emails. One woman walked 9 miles until she woke up. Can you imagine that? That you just kind of come out of that fog and you're just like, oh, I'm walking. What the hell? Where am I? What? People sleep eat all the time. You wake up, you're in front of the refrigerator. You've got a fistful of food and your mouth has got stuff all over it. It's apparently another species that sleep eats is reindeer. One man actually did a cliff dive. ABC News reported that a guy named Ryan Campbell, you can Google it, was sleeping when friends tried to stop him from jumping off a nearby cliff and plunging 70 feet to the ground below. Holy cow. By a pure stroke of genius, officers and first responders find him with few injuries. Rescues noted that his safe landing occurred because he landed in a large bush at the time. Holy shit. Yeah, Blessed Mama says, how do you not get hurt? Landed on a bush. If you're going to jump off a 70-foot cliff, land on something. There's one guy named Leah Hadwin who actually makes art in his sleep. He creates this beautiful artwork, and he's completely asleep. Can't remember making it. Can't remember doing it. Sells it online. Completely asleep. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, but great marketing gimmick. There's one ex-chef, according to the Daily Mail. 55-year-old Robert Woods, who is a certified chef, will get up in the middle of the night and cook things. And his insurance is about five times what you pay. Yeah, can I get some insurance? I like to cook in my sleep. Oh, no problem. No problem. You won't burn your house down. Apparently, dolphins speak in their sleep. They sleep speak. Yeah, so reindeer and dolphins actually are the two species other than humans that do things while they're sleeping. It's rather interesting. Debbie says, I remember when I was younger, one of my older brothers was a sleepwalker. He had no recollection whatsoever. That's the scary part, is you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're doing, then you don't remember anything afterwards. You know, if you're in a bedroom and you pee on your clothes, like my friend did, that's something easily recoverable from. But if you sleepwalk and you fall off a cliff like that one guy did and there's no bush for you, it could be a hospital bed for you. That might not be good. Get in your car, go on over to Murray's, get yourself an oil change. Make sure your car is going to run smoothly through the summer. They'll do a quick check of everything for you, including the filters and, of course, your fluids. And make sure you're going to be roadworthy for the summer of 2024, because road trips have never been more popular. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where an oil change is not only good for your car, but it's good for the community, too, because they help out Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac Certified Service Express. You'll find them at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Kuiper's Family Bakery. It was Hamburger Day earlier this week. And if you have yet to stock up on your hamburger and hot dog buns, I do recommend that you stock up on them for the weekend. Saturday's supposed to be sunny and awesome. And you're going to want to have a dozen in your freezer at all times. That's what your pal Tyler does. I've got a dozen hot dog and a dozen hamburger buns from Kuiper's at all times in my freezer, because you just never know with the weather when the sun is going to come out and you're going to want to put some stuff on the grill. And you got to have some good buns. You got to have good buns. And Kuiper's Family Bakery is not only good buns, they've got fluffy cinnamon buns. They've got decadent pastries and cookies. And, of course, the sausage rolls, they come in pork and beef, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Kuiper's Family Bakery is at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And Skydancer Casino, 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota, had some Sunseekers go down and have some fun. I didn't ask them if they won money, because that's not appropriate. Because how are they supposed to respond to that? There's no right answer. So you go to Skydancer Casino and you want a whole bunch of money, then everybody's going to know. And then Tyler's going to say, hey, guess what? Sunseeker 155 went down and won a whole bunch of cash at the casino. Or the opposite, went down and didn't win some money at the casino. And it's a casino. You're an adult, I'm assuming. And you know that you could win, you could lose. But the goal is not winning and losing. The goal is fun. And that's why there's a water park, trampoline park, hotel, great food, lots of entertainment, big shows coming with Nelly and Hunter Hayes in November. And make sure you've got your passport, though, because it is in the U.S., 88 minutes south of us in Belcourt, North Dakota. Go to their new website. It's beautiful, skydancercasino.com, and find everything you need regarding information involving the Skydancer Casino. So this information is going to be good for our Dodge sun-seeking friends, because Dodge is one of the most stolen vehicles in the country. This is a new list just released, and it was released shortly after the Americans had theirs come out to share with everybody what vehicles you may want to protect, because people like to steal them. In the United States, we'll do the Americans first. And it's interesting. The Hyundai Elantra is the most stolen vehicle in the United States, followed by the Hyundai Sonata. And it is different on both sides of the on each side of the border. It is different. The Kia Optima comes in with the bronze medal, followed by the Chevy Silverado, Kia Soul, Honda Accord, Honda Civic, Kia Forte, Ford F-150, and the Kia Sportage. That is the top 10 most stolen vehicles in the United States. What about Canada? Canada's most stolen vehicles. Here they are. Now, they don't break out Manitoba, but I bet we could be lumped in with Alberta in this. The number one stolen vehicle in Canada is the 2020 Honda CR-V, followed by the 2022 Dodge Ram 1500 series, then the 2020 Ford F-150, Lexus, and Toyota Highlander. Now, likely because trucks now cost $100,000, you're likely, you know, if they're stealing them and driving them down to the old shipping dock and shipping them off somewhere else, which apparently that's what organized crime is doing, they're going to get the most money. I mean, if these trucks cost $100,000 now, even if they were to get, you know, $60,000 or $70,000 on the black market, that's a lot of cash. The top stolen vehicle in Ontario is the Honda CR-V, followed by the 2020 Lexus RX and the Dodge Ram 1500 series. And in Alberta, which would be closest to us, it's all trucks. It's all trucks. The most stolen vehicle is the 2014 Dodge Ram 1500 series, followed by the 2007 Chevy GMC Silverado Sierra 2500, the Chevy GMC Silverado Sierra 1500, then the Ford F-150 and the Ford F-350. So if you're in Western Canada and you drive a truck, you should probably have a club on it. You should really be careful. You probably already do. You already know because you've spent a tremendous amount of vehicle. Trucks are the most expensive vehicles next to like your Lexus in here. Maybe the Toyota Highlander would not be cheap either, but those trucks are kind of crazy price-wise. It's pretty amazing. And keep in mind, if you want to protect that truck, get it ceramic coated, because then the scratches, you know what? So easily fixed if they show up at all. Ceramic coating, paint protection, they do it all at Auto Fashion. Sponsors here at the Tyler Glenn Show, Auto Fashion, protecting your investment. People are not getting new vehicles like they used to, so that coating, that protection is super important. And don't forget, if there's hail, they're SGI and MPI accredited. They do paintless dent repair, scratches and dents from those shopping carts. Remember our friends at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. Alternative Choice Garden Center. Again, as I'd mentioned, they're going to be part of the Touch a Truck event this weekend. That's Alternative Landscaping. And they have some amazing machinery there. They have done some fantastic projects. In fact, one of our other sponsors, Elkhorn Resort Clarso Spa, was done by the folks at Alternative Landscaping. And Alternative Landscaping sister company is Alternative Choice Garden Center, where you can get your petunias, you can get your potted plants, get everything for that yard and garden ready to go at 34th and Patricia. And they've also got the Vegetable Box subscription program for 2024. Go to their website for more at alternativegroup.ca or visit them at 34th and Patricia. And speaking of Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, they are your headquarters for when visiting Riding Mountain National Park. There were some changes to the Riding Mountain National Park boating regulations with regards to permits that are being issued. They can't be done online now. They have to be done in person. Chances are, if you're watching the ticker, you already knew that. Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa is an ideal spot to be your home base. Why? If you go up there and it rains and you got to be inside, they have got the indoor pool and water slide, hot tubs. They've got great restaurants and bar, lots to do for the kids. They've got all kinds of activities. They've got like an activities department at the resort, plus the Clarso Nordic Spa. So if you're planning a short trip, long trip, anytime at all, Riding Mountain National Park, please consider staying at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, because they're a great spot just steps away from downtown Wasagaming in Riding Mountain National Park. Visit them online, Elkhorn Resort, or 848-2802. That is 848-2802. Road Reverend says, keep your key fob away from any door or window in your house. People are going around with a scanner that can detect your fob and get the code. That's insane. What's even more insane is in Canada, they say, you know what, just Road Reverend, you're doing it all wrong. You need to leave your keys at the door. Leave your keys in the porch. Toronto police suggesting that residents leave their car keys by the front door to avoid home invasion, to let criminals steal the vehicle if they break in. And this will help you avoid injuries. The Toronto Police Service issued a statement, this is from a few weeks ago, that a police officer made these remarks at a recent community meeting. Please just leave your keys at the door. Oh, Canada. So that when they break in, you simply say, yeah, have at her, take them. You know, like Molly says, just leave the windows open. While well-meaning, there are also other ways to prevent auto theft-motivated home invasions. In Toronto, home invasions and break-ins for auto thefts are up 400%. So just to review, food prices are off the charts. Theft is now turning violent. We're seeing people actually physically assaulted. And things like auto theft are up 400%. And the police have said in Toronto, just leave your keys in the porch. Police said at a press conference, they're concerned about an escalation in violence where all sorts of weapons and firearms are being used. And in Canada, if the bad guys have weapons, they've got guns, you got nothing but a please and thank you. It's the Canadian way. Police in turn also say, if you do catch somebody stealing, please don't post the security camera footage online. You are violating the privacy of what are legally suspects. So, see, lesson in common sense. So you told me to put a security camera in, and we've had that happen in our community where businesses have been broken into, and law enforcement say, yeah, it's not a great idea to be posting that stuff online. Businesses say, screw it, I'm doing it anyway. Well, you could face a lawsuit from who? Joe Schmo from Idaho broke into my computer store? One of the biggest risks car keys with key fobs are exposed to is unauthorized key cloning. This is scary shit, man. Some cars can have flaws in their encryption, which hackers can use to get access. Using an RFID transmitter, they can copy the signal produced by the key fob and unlock the car. Insanity. God, these people stop at nothing, hey? Because tomorrow is Friday. Look at this. Our time together has come to an end. We have to roll. I got to split. I got to go and do a cannonball in the beach water. And is there any sun? Nope, there's no sun. It's going to be a bit cloudy for us today. But it looks like we got a sunny weekend coming. So we'll get ready for that. In the meantime, be safe. Have a great Thirsty Thursday. Thanks for the great conversations today. And we'll do it again tomorrow because there's always some food to eat, some fun places to visit, and there's always going to be mayhem. You know that. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central for another edition of the show. Thank you again, and we'll see you tomorrow.